The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
There's so many of those things that are needed. I've known of this song for 25 years. Steve Voss is quite a guy. Interesting enough, he's now a politician. He's a mayor of a little city over in California. I think he's trying to expand and do some things. Steve is trying to make a difference. But how do we make a difference? We can talk about taking America back. Can we? Will we? Or have we reached a point we just don't give a damn anymore? I jokingly tell people that I'm so glad I'm closer to the end of my life than I am the beginning, because I don't like what's coming. Poll after poll, and what's going on in the public education systems, not just at the kindergarten and elementary and high school levels, but even in our universities. Constant promotion of socialism, communism, and these stupid, ignorant basement dwellers believe it. They've bought into the BS of a Bernie Sanders and a Indian chief so-called woman, Elizabeth Warren, whatever the hell she is. They don't get it. My middle granddaughter, who will be 16 in March, I guess she got something from me. History is her favorite class in school, high school. I wish I'd have pulled her out of the school system years ago. I mean, her mother hasn't been around. We're basically raising the kid. But she's a very, very hard child to be around for many reasons. But there's a lot of things she keeps deep within inside of her. And there's times some of it comes out. We face very rough times. I thought about this earlier tonight when I was, this afternoon when I was preparing this program. My wife retired from teaching some, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, but still teaches full time as a substitute teacher. She's got schools that basically contract with her to come in and work 4 to 6 weeks at a time with a specific class. That's unheard of as relates to substitute teachers. You know, you got to sign up every day, see which classes are available, take the ones you can take. It's garbage. But when she first started teaching in high school, one of her first students was a Cuban refugee who had broken out of Cuba and got on some kind of a raft with one other person. And they made it across to Florida. And eventually he made it to Arizona. He was, 15, 16 years of age. It's one of my wife's first students. He's like our third child. He's like, now his parents finally were able to get out of Cuba. They came here. I know his brothers. His father's deceased now. Very nice guy. His mother's still here. My wife gets to get her with her for lunch about once a month. We were there when he became an American citizen. He has worked and worked and worked his way to be able to have 2 or 3 children and get married. We were there for the wedding. It's like he's a member of our family. Stays in very close touch. Believe it or not, he's now a Border Patrol agent. But while he was going through all this nonsense, he was working for UPS, first in the warehouse, then as a delivery guy. He worked hard, and yet we got American kids that can't seem to get jobs. He didn't grow up in a basement being hidden. He came here knowing what he came from and said he ain't going to live that way. He became an American. Not just because his name is on there, but because of what he worked so hard for. And these children today can't do it. Now, when my wife first started teaching, cell phones were starting to come into the ring. And the kids would bring cell phones to school. Well, back in those days, the kids couldn't have a cell phone in school. Don't bring it out. And the teacher would take the cell phone away. At the end of the day, the kid would get the phone back. Now, the second time it happened, the phone got turned over to the office. And the office would then call the parents and got to come on down for a meeting, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the meeting, they'd give the cell phone back and say, third time's a charm. We take the phone, you don't get it back. That's when the parents got beat and berated by their own children. But, Mommy, you know I've got a health problem, and if I have an attack, I'm going to have to be able to reach you right away. And the parents start this crap with the school. I have to be able to reach my child, blah, 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 blah. And ultimately, the school system caved into all this nonsense. The kids are running the insane asylum. The parents have no control over their children. I think an awful lot of these parents didn't have any control when they got knocked up either. This is what we face in America today. Our politics or opinions, and as such, there can be no correct or incorrect subjective stance. Politics can only be agreed or disagreed with, and either position is viable so long as our sensibilities and intellect determine the opinion we hold. Except where is the sensibilities? Where is the intellect any longer? All of these things are exactly what tyranny and the totalitarianism of communistic collectivism most fear, because it requires us to seek opposing points of view and contrasting information before coming to our own individual conclusions. It's all these people need drones. They don't want thinkers. Now consider this. Who would want a system as intellectual dishonest, morally bankrupt, and politically stifling as political correctness? A system where one thought is deemed correct and any other that dissents with that fraudulent absolute is incorrect and therefore banished. The people who get to arbitrarily decide what is correct and incorrect, of course, and naturally all thoughts that enrich and empower them are correct, while all thoughts that dissent against them are incorrect. There's no such thing as political correctness other than in the minds of tyrants. What it is in reality is enforced political homogeneity. And that homogeneity is a top-down collectivist tyranny entirely designed by the elite and controlled by the elite. That's just a few dozen global financiers and corporate heads who now own more than half the world's wealth. We could name that enforced political, we can call it communism or fascism or corporatocracy, kleptocracy, plutocracy. In truth, it has facets of all, because all these systems are top-down domination that demand a servile underclass, something the useful idiot left excel at. No more so than what Brexit, demanding we give over our nation, culture, heritage, rights, democracy to elite terrorists, because otherwise we're fascists. The whole premise is to destroy the national cultural identity, people, social cohesion, ultimate sovereignty of Western nations. We can see a manifestation of this with a political schism caused by Brexit. The polarization of the politically correct brainwashed remain who, as Aldous Huxley once wrote, embrace their slavery by desiring to give up self-determination and overturn democracy in favor of totalitarian technocracy. And the instinctive grassroots reaction to the tyranny by the populist uprising across Europe and in the U.S., once the fiber that holds a nation together is cultural identity is destroyed, then the people can easily be separated from their nation, their heritage, their right to self-determination, ultimately their rights by an unaccountable centralized plutocratic elite who run the technocracy overseeing it all. The UN's a blueprint only. The real global governance will be run by technocrats themselves, run by plutocrats, not politicians. Even the politicians are so stupid they think they're in charge. Branches of political correctness, my friends, are designed to vilify and censor opposition and create constant division so the people cannot unite behind a common cause. Boy, the media certainly plays well with that, don't they? Don't they play their role so well? Far from being indiscriminate and unbiased, it is discriminatory, unfair by design to create privileged subclasses. If time allows, I may do that. Subclasses made manifest in the current victim culture. Boy, do we have a victim culture, huh? Look at identity politics, which proclaims to be about equality, yet if we are all equal, then our identity is naturally individuals and not as groups. If we are measuring equitable society, that is real equality, is that we all have the same rights and opportunities from birth, regardless of ethnicity or religion or gender or sexuality or whatever. And thus the very act of separating people into these groups and labeling them, that unto itself is discrimination. And to campaign just for women's rights or gay rights or rights, not equal rights for all people, is self-evidently campaigning for privileges of one group over another. Oh, and it's all so deliberate, my friends. And why clearly prejudiced and fascistic policies such as affirmative action, which promote one group over another, are pushed as equality, and combating privilege when they are in fact exactly the opposite. Women's rights are trumped by transsexuals' rights to use their bathrooms. Christians' rights to follow their religion are trumped by gays' rights to freedom of expression. And the right to freedom of expression is trumped by minorities' rights to be offended. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking about people being offended. There's dozens of examples of this hypocrisy, my friends, and victimhood Olympics, which have been created by design. And at the bottom of the pile is the straight white male who is a patriot. Oh, God, no. We're Nazis. This is an engineered plan. The reason white men are so vilified and classed as privileged, no matter their standing on social or social status, a homeless white man is privileged, but black millionaire celebrities such as Smollett is a victim, is because across the West, the indigenous populations that built Western civilization and the liberal wealthy nation states with all their national cultural diversity, the very people who recognize they and their culture and their nations are being destroyed. And they may not understand why, but they instinctively feel it. And it is they who stand in the way of the collapse of these nations because they are their beating hearts. And thus the globalists and the useful idiots left are not targeting whites because of their skin color, but because of our culture. Any blacks or other ethnicity that has integrated and become a part of those great nations and adopted this culture is equally hated and despised. Indeed, if their number were large enough, they would be the main target of the globalists, because they, above the vilified white men, can unite all behind a common cause of fighting this great tyranny and evil. And yet, by all things that we read, there's a massive exodus of blacks from the Democratic Party, who are now supporting Trump. Even Charles Barkley has said on many occasions, the only time that the Democrats ever speak to the black people is every 4 years. Election time. All of these things. This is why minorities that speak out against globalism and political correctness are rounded up so viciously by the naturally authoritarian left and globalist puppet masters, while those who play their roles as victim and oppressed are showered with gifts. In April of this year, I closed my column by saying it's quite rare that one of my columns rambles on as long as this one, but there are things and frustrations and feelings which one must get off their chest at times, and maybe some of this is happening tonight. Maybe that it's for you or for future posterity. You know, when somebody someday, many thousands of years into the future, asks what in the world happened to the America they grew up in. Or maybe I just post these rants for my own peace of mind. But to be called a part of the remnant is an honor for which I had never considered that I was worthy of. But remember these words, my friends. Gird up your loins and prepare for the battles which lie ahead. But first, make your amends with those who you love and even those who you have not spoken to for many years. And most specifically and pointedly, to the Lord above. Difficult, is it not, to understand some of these things? Now, we're going to take a few minutes, and I want to share with you a story. And I have to think to make sure I haven't done it already. One of the things I do when I get on the air, you'll notice I don't do a lot of breaks. For the most part, I come prepared to do a 1 or a 2 or a 3 hour program. I have no time to, as a rule, take callers. I've shared that with you in the past, some of the reasons why. I feel in many respects it is, I'm sorry, this is not meant to offend you, but it's a waste of time for many reasons I won't get into tonight. It's not because I'm afraid of talking to people, or talking with people is more important to say. It's because most callers want to go in different directions that I'm not prepared to go into, or because it's disruptive of what I've already planned for a program. Each segment of what we do on a program all ties together into one. Ultimately, with the final segment I'm going to share today, I hope it's going to hit the nail on the head. I hope it's going to wake some people up. Now, I shared this portion of the program on my Thursday program, Protecting Your Wealth, which I've gotten to the point I'm now opening with that Sounds of Silence. The daytime audience, and by the way, my program on Tuesdays and Thursdays is brought to you by Morgana Precious Metals. I'm a precious metals broker and dealer, have been for nearly 30 years. We have done business with thousands and thousands of RBN listeners over the last God knows how many years. I think I first started doing some work with RBN in 2005. We've had some on and off situations. And those things happen. I'm not concerned about that, but that's what we do. It's a very tough time of the day to be doing that kind of a program. Let's talk a little bit about people being offended. The segment I'm going to share with you in just a few moments drew some criticism from at least one, if not two, listeners to the program yesterday because of a particular word that I used during the course of the program. Well, I'm not going to tell you what that word was. You're going to be able to determine it when I do it because I'm going to alter. It's not Memorex, my friend. I somebody's asked if this was live or Memorex. No, it is live. If you want Memorex, you can go to the archives in a couple of hours. The word offense. I'm offended. When I shared this piece yesterday afternoon on protecting your wealth, it had a particular word in the original writings that was repeated four times. I tend not to alter the written word of any author whose work I may be sharing. Not one word. There are three words under any circumstances that I would change because they are amongst the most vile words that have ever been invented. The problem of people being offended of things that we might talk about here on RBN, that offends me. And I'll tell you why. For the most part, the things we talk about at RBN and other alternative media networks, etc., etc., are not meant to offend. They're meant to wake you up and shake you up and get you to think and get you up off your lazy rear ends and begin to participate. As I told one caller some years ago when I was sitting in for John, John had said, if we don't get the support, we're going to shut the network down, et cetera, et cetera. Guy calls in the next day when I'm filling in, and I've told you this story before, and said, well, I don't know what we're all going to do if you shut the network down. I said, how many hours a day do you have? I listen 16, 20 hours a day. I said, why? Find the 4 to 6 hours that are important that you cannot live without because they're the best broadcaster with the best information to put out and get off your dead rear end and begin to try to make a difference within your own community. And that means your neighborhood, your city, your county, whatever. We're not going to change. We're not going to make a difference unless you get off your rear ends and start talking with people, not to people. There's certain people you're not going to make a difference with. Walk away from them. If they try to hit you on the back of the head with a baseball bat, then blow their brains out with a 45. I really don't care. Oh, my God, that's offensive. What I find interesting is the people that most often call and complain and whine that a word that I used in my presentation was offensive are the people that, number one, don't support the network. They think by tuning in they're supporting it. They don't support it with financial contributions, or they're not buying gold or silver, or they're not buying food storage products that maybe the network is offering, or health-related things, but they're offended. You need to be offended by a heck of a lot more that's going on in this country than by a word that is used in a presentation for very good reason. And now, consider these words. Secrecy begets tyranny. Remember this, because this is a big one. Thinking does not pay. It just makes you discontented with what you see around you. So you can't just tune in and think about what we talk about and then look around to see if what we're talking about is coming to pass, because it is. You will remain disconnected, and that offends me. I've been an avid reader most of my life. When I read quotes by men like H.L. Mencken, Robert Heinlein, I realize I'm not really a stranger in a strange land, even though I feel that way most of the time. These cynical, critical thinking, libertarian-minded gentlemen understood government tended towards corruption and tyranny. The populace tended towards ignorance and distraction. Reality eventually teaches a harsh lesson to fools and knaves and the masses. The masses. I was closer with the first pronunciation. Sometimes we think that the current day worldly circumstances are new and original. And yet human nature and politicians and governments, they never really change. When Mencken and Heinlein were writing and providing social commentary between the 1930s, the 40s, and the 50s, they each observed the same fallacies, the foolishness, the lack of responsibility, government malfeasance, inability of the majority to think critically, all the things that are rampant in society today. The quotes I shared with you at the beginning, thinking doesn't pay, it just makes you discontent with what you see around you, they were written during the 1950s, and yet they're more pertinent today. As the ongoing surveillance state attempted coup against Trump approaches its denouement, the fabric of this country is being torn asunder, my friends. It is the secrecy in which the deep state has operated without oversight which has led to this government tyranny. Assange and Edward Snowden exposed the secrets of powerful interests operating within the CIA, NSA, FBI, the White House, Congress, the military-industrial complex, revealing the malevolent disregard for the constitutional rights of American citizens and the wielding of power for power's sake. And then Obama finds this, I'm in the army guy, but I want to be a girl, so put me in prison so I can get a government-paid sex change character. And winds up trading off five murderers, international conspiratorial murders, in exchange to get this guy out of jail. The whole thing is stupid. I'm sick of it. The collection of all electronic communications, my friends, by Americans, by all-powerful, unaccountable, deep-state psychopaths is worse than anything conceived by Orwell in 84. When we come back, we're going to pick up on this commentary, so stick around. I will change the one word. The meaning will be the same.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
Entertainer that I miss sadly. People get ready. There's a train coming. Are you ready to get on board? Because what we face each and every day tells me that far too few people are. The fact that Assange and Snowden are to this day treated as traitors and criminals reveals the deep state is still in control of our political and legal systems. Don't kid yourself. Even though Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Clinton and Obama used their deep state power to try and overthrow Trump, he still toes the company line by calling Assange and Snowden criminals. Government tyranny, my friends, is still going strong. Hyland's point about thinking was well taken. When you look at what is going on in this country and around the world with a critical eye, how could you not be discontented with what you see? We have government-run schools inhabited by social justice engineers teaching our children that there's 47 genders, but they're not even teaching basic math or how to read and to spell. We've got masses glorying in their ignorance as they worship silicone-inflated shallow idols and vote for socialists and communists to provide them with free shift. Meanwhile, the national debt just surpassed $23 trillion. Annual deficits will never fall below $1 trillion again. The $200 trillion of unfunded, unpayable welfare liabilities are ignored. The Fed and other central banks are printing at hyperspeed to achieve 2% gross domestic product growth. Oh, at least the stock market's still at all-time highs, making the 0.1% happy. And half the country despises the other half. As for me, I find myself trying not to think because I just get angry about virtually everything I see. And as a libertarian-minded person who saw the vile mistreatment and abusive lies flung at one of the few decent human beings in politics in our lifetime, Ron Paul, there's absolutely nothing being done by the despicable dung merchants in D.C. or the feckless financiers inhabiting the Eccles building, which benefit some people. Children, maybe future generations. And the raping and the pillaging of the national wealth go on unabated by billionaires operating in the shadows, utilizing the mechanisms of the deep state and carried out by highly compensated lackeys in New York City and D.C. The military-industrial complex resists all efforts by Trump to extract U.S. forces from the Middle East, as never any war fills their coffers with profits. And even though we proclaim energy independence, we somehow seem to need Syrian oil. Even though everyone knows the Saudis are evil mothers, we continue to kiss their tuchuses for oil. The vast majority of Americans choose not to think, not because it would cause them discontent, but because the vast majority of Americans are incapable of critical thought. Our joke of an educational system has taught generations of Americans how to feel rather than how to think. Government-controlled schools serve the purposes of the deep state. Dumb down the populace through social engineering, rewarding mediocrity, obscuring history, punishing critical thinking, feminizing the boys, and drugging those who don't conform. The dumbing down of the masses makes them pliable and easy manipulated through the mass media propaganda spewed from the boob tube and social media conglomerates. And the unholy alliance between big tech and big media and big government keeps the masses uninformed, misinformed, distracted by meaningless minutiae. A polite word for schiff. That's S-C-H-I-F-F. I don't want someone to get offended by the use of the proper word. The truth is hidden and obscured at all costs, my friends. A huge swath of populace will unquestionably believe whatever they are told to believe, while millions more are so distracted with their eye gadgets that they're not even paying attention. My God, the ruling class doesn't want us thinking why they have used military-industrial complex and securing Syrian oil fields, supporting Saudi aggression, threatening Iran, attempting a coup in Venezuela, creating havoc in the Ukraine, occupying Afghanistan, treating Russia and China as imminent threats, when their narrative is we are self-sufficient with regards to oil. The propaganda press peddles half-truths about being a net exporter while we still import 6 million barrels of oil a day. And the fracking miracle. Woo! That's really a miracle that hundreds of companies could issue junk bonds as they lose money on every barrel pumped out of the ground. The Fed's easy money solution just blew another bubble in fracking. And the oligarchs know it's a farce. That's why they're using the military to secure oil around the world by creating chaos and then making the world safe for democracy by bombing the you-know-what, excuse me, bombing the SHIF out of the Middle East. If I'd have used that word SHIF 6 months ago, nobody would have paid attention. So our author, Heinlein, publishes a book called Stranger in a Strange Land in 1961. Even though the original idea was conceived in 1948 as a kind of a modernized version of Kipling's The Jungle Book. Child was, in his book, raised by Martians instead of wolves. He didn't think society was ready for the themes he tackled during the button-down 50s, and the cultural revolution of the 60s saw a broader acceptance of questioning government power, organized religion, and whatever individual freedom and liberty meant in society at that time. The story focused on a human raised on Mars and his adaptation to and understanding of humans and their culture. And it was set in the post-Third World War United States where organized religions were politically powerful. It makes you wonder why this current pope was placed there. Come on, how old are you? Was there ever a time in your life that a pope stepped down to be replaced by someone else? And the pope that stepped down is still living within the Vatican because he knows the truth. In this world today, in the book, there was a world federation of free nations, including the demilitarized U.S., with a world government supported by special service troops. Oh, Heinlein sure had a perspective view of the future. As world government is still the goal of globalists and organized religions are more corrupt and powerful than ever. Oh, I can't wait till Sunday when Kanye West pulls Joel Osteen into his church and tries to bring him to Christ. Oh, please. Osteen's been raking in the bucks for years, allegedly trying to bring people to Christ. Heinlein always considered himself a libertarian. In a letter written in 1967, he said, "As for libertarian, I've been one all my life, a radical one." You might use the term philosophical anarchist or autarchist about me, but libertarian is easy to define, fits well enough. The theme of personal freedom resonates throughout his body of work. Heinlein repeatedly addressed certain social themes. And our dog is about to go absolutely ape because the two granddaughters and grandma just got home. The importance of individual liberty and self-reliance, the nature of sexual relationships, the obligation individuals owe to their societies, the influence of organized religion on culture and government, the tendency of society to repress nonconformist thought. And so much like Mencken, Orwell, and Steinbeck, as Heinlein aged, he became more cynical about government and society, much like I do. Heinlein feared our culture and form of government was fatally flawed, and again he foresaw where we are today, having lost freedoms and liberties and rights as government laws and regulations and taxes have expanded. He stated, "At the time I wrote Methuselah's Children, I was still politically quite naive and still had hopes that various libertarian nations could be put over by political processes. It now seems to me that every time we manage to establish one freedom, they take another one away, maybe two. And that seems to me characteristic of a society as it gets older and more crowded and higher taxes and more laws." Robert A. Heinlein, in his book Stranger in a Strange Land, stated this: "Democracy is a poor system of government at best, and the only thing that can honestly be said in its favor is that it is about eight times as good as any other method the human race has ever tried. Democracy's worst fault is that its leaders are likely to reflect the faults and virtues of their constituents, a depressingly low level. But what else can you expect? Government, 3/4 parasitic, and the rest, stupid fumbling." When I read Heinlein's view of democracy, the American populace, politicians from the 1950s, it makes me wonder whether my cynical, pessimistic assessment of our country is nothing new. Has the country been wallowing in ignorance and lack of virtue and parasitic politicians and government incompetence for decades, and my depression with the current state of affairs is nothing new among people such as ourselves? Since human nature never changes, with a certain percentage of the population driven by greed, a psychotic thirst for power, craving for control over the masses, and unwillingness to govern while keeping the interests of future generations under consideration. I guess it's just the level of intensity that matters. The cyclical nature of history is pointing towards the intensity level of discontent reaching a crescendo in the very near future. Once again, government, three-fourths parasitic, and the rest stupid fumbling. My friends, even though corruption among government parasites has always existed, it currently permeates the system like a vampire squid in the face of America. It's the invisible government of the deep state which has sucked the life from this nation, extracting the national wealth in cahoots with its conduit, the Federal Reserve. The deep state, utilizing corrupted politicians, feckless bureaucrats within the halls of Congress, and the surveillance state agency, they've all been conducting a 3-year coup against a sitting president before the man ever took office. And their blatant disregard for the Constitution and the rule of law shows the ruling class is convinced they have dumbed down a sufficient number of citizens so they can do whatever they damn well please, while employing their corporate propaganda media to spin their coup as legitimate and rightful. Oh no, the oligarchs in control of our financial system have convinced the masses, running up the national debt to 23 million, running annual deficits exceeding a trillion, accumulating $200 trillion of unfunded pension and welfare liabilities in their best interests. Not only that, the current crop of socialist presidential candidates wants to add tens of trillions more to the debt load by promising student loan debt write-offs, free college education, open borders, and by God, let's not forget Medicare for all. And the masses are on board after they've watched the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, the Congress hand over trillions of dollars to the Wall Street cabal that almost destroyed the global financial system in 2008 with their criminal mortgage debt control fraud. If free shift is okay for wealthy bankers, why not free shift for everyone else? Since September, the Fed has been acting like we're in the midst of the 2008-2009 crisis. They pumped over $200 billion into the veins of Wall Street junkie banks who were suffering withdrawal systems from a devastatingly high 2.25% federal funds rate. And the result has been a soaring stock market, further enriching the 0.1%, while the average Joe wallows in $14 trillion of consumer debt, and the Wall Street Shylocks charge 20% interest rates on credit card debt. Delinquency rates on auto loans exceed the levels of 2009. The housing market has hit a wall. Prices begin to fall. Mortgage delinquencies will soar once again. And the real delinquency rates on student loans exceeds 25%, as degrees in lesbian studies lead to waitress jobs at Applebee's. And the narrative about best job market ever is a farce. The growth has been in low-paying, no healthcare benefit jobs in the service industries. The greatest economy in the history of this country? Sorry, Mr. Trump. Hyland's view of politicians, their corruptibility, their ability to tell half-truths which are really lies, is even more evident in today's world. The candidates are handpicked by the corporate interests, not by you and I. Their salaries, while in office, are fairly modest, but they leave office as multimillionaires and are paid handsomely on the boards of the corporations they were supposed to regulate. Bernanke and Yellen now make more giving one speech at a Wall Street bank than they made annually as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Every local, state, and federal politician is bought off to some extent. They do the bidding of the vested interests who get them elected, not what is best for their constituents. No, we're lost in a blizzard of lies. A society addicted to falsehoods and bereft of truth will surely degrade and eventually collapse. Once again, the words of Robert A. Heinlein. He's an honest politician. He stays bought. You see, my friends, the slickest way in the world to lie is to tell the right amount of truth at the right time and then shut up. Once again from Heinlein, I believe in my fellow citizens. Our headlines are splashed with crime, and yet for every criminal there are 10,000 honest, decent, kindly men. If they were not so, no child would live to grow up. Business could not go on from day to day. Decency is not news. It is buried in the obituaries, but it is a force stronger than crime. Heinlein still believed in the noble decency of the majority of people back in the 1940s and 50s. There was a climactic scene in the movie It's a Wonderful Life which captured the belief that even though there will always be cold-hearted evil bankers like Mr. Potter, the Jamie Dimon of his day, feeding off the misery of others, most people are good-hearted, they're kind, they're giving. In Heinlein's view, applicable in today's world, is it? Bad news, bad people, and crime produce views and clicks and eyeballs for the corporate media complex. Stories about good people doing good things on a daily basis are boring to those controlling the narrative. The purpose of the propagandists supporting the deep state is to keep the masses fearful and distracted. People, I truly feel like a stranger in a strange land. Based upon my interactions with good people with hard, cold wisdom over the last 15, 20 years, I believe there might still be hope for our nation. But it's going to take a lot of the things I talked about tonight. I think there's enough good people with common sense, critical thinking skills, and the courage and fortitude to stand up to the deep state and defeat the evil permeating our current social order. Yes, conflict against fellow Americans looms, my friends. Aligning yourselves with good people is essential, but maybe I'm being naive, believing that good can win over evil. But it's better than throwing in the towel and accepting our fate. Our final quote from Heinlein. Goodness alone is never enough. A hard, cold wisdom is required for goodness to accomplish good. Goodness without wisdom always accomplishes evil. Think about these things. I hope during these last 2 hours that you've been able to absorb something that made a difference in your life that will goose you to go do something a little bit different. Tuning in and listening to us every day is great. We appreciate it. But one of the best ways you can show that, you know, the thankfulness for what we've done is to get off your derrieres and start doing something within your family, locally, within the communities. I don't mean going out there with baseball bats and get ready to kick Antifa's butt. Go out there and be prepared to defend yourself, yes. Changes must be made. It's time to take your children and your grandchildren out of the public fool system. Down in Texas, there's schools down there teaching second graders how to have anal sex. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the only school. They've got convicted felon transgenders dressing up like fat whores, going to schools, reading stories to kids. The time is up. I'll see you another day. Thanks for being with us. Good night. Do you think we have time? Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now, these are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man.
whose place is in the past, hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. Dead skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do do charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year, yeah, yeah. This is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day, there's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.